I think this guy ran out of gas. No one's in there.
Now, how the hell am I supposed to prove I'm not a piece of shit if I don't film myself doing a good deed?
Anyway, we're back to the Tundra. The reason I'm back to the Tundra is because they said it was misfiring, but they never cleared codes, and then they did start it, and it was misfire. I don't know. I had them clear codes before I came back, and looking at this, I'll show you where I am on the vehicle, but, I mean, I'm freaking, I'm firing on all of my injectors now. This is not what I saw last time. So, just to show you where I'm hooked up, all right, same thing as last time, pretty much, except, so last time I was here, I was on IGF and IGF on two different coils, and I was in the number one injector for a sink. And through my amperage reading, my current there, I could see that 4 and 8 were in firing in the first 10 seconds of running. So now I'm hooked up onto 4. I got voltage for 4. I got ground control for 4 from the computer. I'm also Phil's probed in there, which I hate stabbing wires, but it's like near impossible to get through these weather seals on these things. If we go back to my scope capture, I only ran it for a couple seconds, so I'm going to run it again. But in the first couple seconds of running, I mean, I've got everything I need here for good combustion. So I saved this. I'm gonna start one over here, and we're gonna see what happens when I let it run out. See if it feels like it's misfiring to me. Oh, and if we get a light. Because the thing is, oh, there it is. All right, so what's happening right now? Pause, off. All right, I'm zoomed in. Check it out. This is, again, cylinder number 4. See where it stops firing? We gain a little bit of voltage just because it stops firing. That's a very minute amount, by the way. That's like a tenth of a volt, maybe. And if we're looking, bam, that's where it stops firing. This needs an ECM. Oh, shit, I hear a tow truck. Oh, no. Everyone's been honking at this fucking guy. I guess he must have broke down. Maybe it wasn't just gas. But anyway, as I was saying on the vehicle here, pin fitment is good. The reason I know that is because if you see how this connector back is missing, someone was dicking around with this thing way before I got to it, and the whole connector, the whole top half and everything was broken. So I had to disassemble it last time, well, not last time, but a time before, to get this thing to seat all the way because it was having really, like, other weird issues. This thing has been a clusterfuck the whole time. But anyway, I checked pin fitment the other day, and now I just rechecked pin fitment. I mean, this just needs an ECM. Okay. Misdiagnosis on my part, calling it on the injectors. They did buy 2 injectors, and they did put those injectors in. So I feel bad about that, but nothing in me said this is potential for an ECM. I can't believe I didn't think that, and test here. You know what? You know why? Because I have to come back here and I only have it happening in the first little bit of running. And last time I checked IGF, I'm going over this in my head again here. I was going to switch these around and double check IGF, but I really don't have to do that. And that's because the IGFs are, they're 2 different IGFs for cylinder 4 versus cylinder 8, and 4 and 8 are the ones dropping out. So 100% confirmation this needs an ECM. That's a correct diag on this thing. It sucks that I had them put 2 injectors in this.